Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about developmental dysplasia of the hip. And you can find written notes on this topic at zerotofinals.com/developmental dysplasia or in the orthopedic section of the Zero to Finals pediatrics book. So let's get straight into it. Developmental dysplasia of the hip, or DDH, is a condition where there are structural abnormalities in the hips caused by abnormal development of the fetal bones during pregnancy. This leads to instability in the hips and a tendency or potential for subluxation or dislocation of the joint. These structural abnormalities have the potential to persist into adulthood, which leads to weakness, recurrent subluxation or dislocation, abnormal gait, and early degenerative changes, causing arthritis. Developmental dysplasia of the hip is either picked up during the newborn examinations or later when the child presents with hip asymmetry, reduced range of motion in the hip, or a limp. So what are the risk factors? Well, the key things to look out for which may put a child at risk of developmental dysplasia are a first-degree family history, breech presentation from 36 weeks onwards during the pregnancy, a breech presentation at birth if they're born after 28 weeks gestation, and a multiple pregnancy, for example, twins or triplets. Let's talk about screening. Developmental dysplasia of the hip is screened for on the neonatal examination at birth and again at 6 to 8 weeks old. Public Health England provides newborn and infant physical examination, or NIPE, guidance on picking up developmental dysplasia of the hip. When you're examining a newborn, look for symmetry in the hips, the leg length, the skin folds, and the hip movements. Examination findings that may suggest developmental dysplasia of the hip are different leg lengths, restricted hip abduction on one side, significant bilateral restriction in abduction of the hips, differences in the knee level when the hips are flexed, and clunking of the hips on special tests. There are two special tests that are used to check for developmental dysplasia of the hip, and these are Ottolani's test and Barlow's test. The Ottolani's test is done with the baby on their back with the hips and the knees flexed. Palms are placed on the baby's knees with the thumbs on the inner thigh and the forefingers on the outer thigh. Gentle pressure is used to abduct the hips, so move the hip outwards, and apply pressure behind the legs with the fingers to try and see if the hips will dislocate anteriorly. The Barlow test is done with the baby on their back, with their hips adducted and flexed at 90 degrees, with their knees straight out in front of them, and the knees bent at 90 degrees. Gentle pressure is placed downwards onto the knees through the femur to see if the femoral head will dislocate posteriorly. Clicking is a common examination finding and is usually due to soft tissue moving over the bone. Where the clicking is just due to soft tissue, an ultrasound scan of the hips will be normal. Isolated clicking without any other features does not usually require an ultrasound scan unless there are other concerns. Clunking is more likely to indicate developmental dysplasia of the hip and always requires an ultrasound scan. But let's talk about diagnosis. Where children are suspected of having developmental dysplasia of the hip, an ultrasound scan of the hips is the investigation of choice and can establish a diagnosis. All children with risk factors or examination findings suggestive of developmental dysplasia should have an ultrasound. X-rays can also be helpful, particularly in older infants. Finally, let's talk about management. Treatment typically involves a Pavlik harness if the baby presents less than 6 months of age. The Pavlik harness is fitted and kept on permanently, adjusting for the growth of the baby. The aim is to hold the femoral head in the correct position and allow the hip socket or the acetabulum to develop a normal shape. This harness keeps the baby's hips flexed and abducted. The child is regularly reviewed and the harness is removed when the hips are more stable, usually after 6 to 8 weeks. Surgery is required when the harness fails or the diagnosis is made after 6 months of age. After surgery is performed, a hip spiker cast is used to immobilize the hip for a prolonged period. So thanks for listening to this episode on developmental dysplasia of the hip. A big thank you as always to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing the podcast. You can find written notes on all the episodes in the Zero to Finals books, which are available on Amazon, and you can find full audiobook versions of the Zero to Finals books containing all the episodes and all the content on Audible. You can also find all the notes as well as videos, illustrations and questions completely free on the Zero to Finals website at zerotofinals.com. And I hope you tune in for the next episode where we're going to talk about rickets.